When we first met, we recognized each other immediately. Too frightened and hiding it, 20-somethings. Traveling alone in the off-season, both visibly lost, both running. In retrospect, it was inevitable. How we tangled ourselves in each other, splicing our frayed ends. We were young and high, clumsy and fumbling. We conspired late into the night, whispering like twins up past bedtime, singing songs for each other from our battered, water-damaged songbooks, explaining ourselves, I suppose, in the only way we knew how. We made plans to travel to New Delhi together in the morning, and from there to Nepal, or anywhere, really. And I fell asleep listening to your breathing and the sound of heavy rain on hot tin roofs, like typewriters drafting a message home. I'm okay. I'm safe. I love you. And I am never, ever coming back.
Who are you? The stranger asked. He leaned in closer.
But he wasn't listening.
When I woke up, you were gone. I never saw you again. I went to New Delhi alone. I thought about traveling homeward to Nepal, but you know, I am embarrassed to say that in the end I just spent the rest of my money on a ticket home. I do wonder, sometimes, if I might have done the same thing if I'd woken up first. I mean, taking the cash in your wallet, gotten dressed in the hallway, taking your songbook instead of mine in the rush, in the hurry. In another universe, not too far from this one, maybe I'm still out there. Still lost. Still running. Tonight the rain on St. Sasha is falling like it did in Jaipur. And I lie awake, listening to the sound of my own breathing. The typewriters clacking out reams of nonsense to no one in particular.